Gitten, Perg Beis Mishne Zayin. Afa Noshim Sheinem Nemonis Loima Meis Bailo Nemonis Lohobies Gita. This Mishnah is really a natural hemshuch of a Mishnah Yevomis, where the halacha is that even though one should need for Davish Abba two Eidim Ksheim to be made that a woman's husband passed away, you want to be Matur Hilashuk. The Mishnah says over there in Hoisha Rabbah that if an Eid Echot comes, or the woman herself comes and says, Meis Baili, Meis Bailo, the halacha is Nemonois, Nemenes. Why? Mishum Igunu Akilu Barabonim, this is Svar over there, Daiko Mintzavo. And because of that, in the same vein, L'cha'oira, we have the Gzeru Mishum Igunu Akilu Barabonim, by Befanenechtim, the way we discussed in Perek Aleph. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah makes reference to a Din Yevamos over there, where certain women are not trustworthy, because it's a chashash, that there could be a natural resentment between the two women that in order to bring down that woman, to be mekalkula, to destroy her, they're willing to lie and to say that her husband died, she should get married, then she's going to get messed up because she's going to have to get divorced from her husband. Who are these women that are choshed, that are so under suspicion that we can't believe them when they say meiz bailo? Chamoisa, her shviga, there's a natural sinner between daughters-in-law and mothers-in-law. It's not for nothing that there's so many jokes about that relationship. Bas Chamoisa, sister-in-law, there's a rivalry. Tzoroso, Tzora Lebesa is always referred to as Chazal, as a position of resentment. Two women married to the same men, we don't have it because Chaim Darben Geshem took away that rivalry, that suspicion. We're not strong enough to be able to withstand the problems that that relationship creates. Yevimta is a sister-in-law, not a sister of her husband, but the two wives of two brothers, because there's always a possibility that her husband's going to die, her brother-in-law is going to take her. So the two sisters-in-law view each other as potential tzaris. They view each other already with a certain amount of subconscious suspicion. Bas Bailo is also, there's a relationship, a suspicious relationship between a girl and her husband, her stepmother, her husband's wife. That's the way it is. So because of this, all those are not nemun to say meiz bailo, but they are nemun to lohavi esgito. Ma ben get lamiso. What's taka the difference? If there's suspicion, there's suspicion. The teretz is over there. You're fully relying on them. Either you believe them or you don't. And you can't totally believe them, therefore you can't believe them. However, over here the Mishnah says, Shaksav Mechiach. She's coming with a get. B'derechal, a get has a chazaka that was written Bekashrus. It was written Kedas V'Kedin. Novos, we're choshish that somebody will be ma'arer on it. The husband will be ma'arer, therefore we want a little bit extra credit, a kium. Because of that, since Ksav Mechiach, so we can rely even on an edus which is not as trustworthy. Ho'isha Atzma V'yiz get. What about a woman herself? The same way over there, a woman herself could be made that her husband died and will be matter of the shok. What happens if a woman brings her get? Not a problem. And we rely on her as well. And we'll believe Daiko Mintzvah, we'll believe that she's not going to be mekalkul herself, chazoka, that she's going to make sure she got it right. And the shtar was written properly, and the shtar was written by the right Aiden, etc., and all the details were done right, she's going to want to take care of herself. However, the Gemara says that this Mishnah of an Isha Atzmaviyas Gita is not Kipshutai. What's the case? A woman brings her get, and she says, I was divorced all day this. So she's not saying, Fanenechtam. She's being made that she already is a Migureshes al yidei this get. She's nemenes. She doesn't need to come on to the takan of Fanenechtam. She's holding on to her get and she says, I'm a Isha Migureshes. No problem. We're talking over here in Psamotna case where the husband made his wife a Shliach Loi Loko. The husband didn't give the get. He didn't want the Gerishin to be Chal. He wanted that she didn't give her a kirk to, he didn't give her the get to be misgareshes. He gave her the get that she should transport it, Lamdina Seyom, give it to the Bezdin. She has a koyach to give over that shlichus, and the husband will now be memana, the husband. The Bezdin will be memana, a shlich on behalf of the husband, to give the get for her. So because the shlichus is being transferred to another shlichus. We have a Mishnah later on that talks about such a case. A shlich comes and he's incapable of giving over the get. He was in the hospital. He's locked up. He has to give it over to another. So Bezdin makes a shlich. That's what we're talking about. The wife is a shlich rishon to give over to a shlich sheni to give it. So there she has to give it over. The same number as fun and echtam. Now that's the chayr pashut. She's a regular shlich. The chiddush over here is, why not say that she has a migu? She could have brought it. It has her name. And she would say, I was divorced already. We don't say that. And we say over here that she still needs the b'fan enechtav, b'fan enechtav. Peregimu. Now we're going to go more in detail into the din of a get that it has to be written l'shmo. First two prokem, a lot of the b'fan enechtav, b'fan enechtav, as we come out la'alocha, is mostly about a chshash of ziyuf and being mekayim the shtar. But now we're going to go behead you to the dinim of shaloi l'shmo. And the Mishnah is Magdim. Kol get shenichtav shelo l'shum isha posel. The get has to be written l'shum isha. Now it's a little bit modna because not a standard nusach. The get clearly has the name of this woman. So what does that mean? It wasn't written l'shum isha. So the Mishnah gives a case. Ketza. Hoyayve b'shuk. Person is passing through the shuk. V'shom akol soifrim makrin. They're practicing their writing skills. And the sofer, some an older sofer, is dictating to a younger sofer to get into practice. And he gives a name. It happens to be, by coincidence, the fellow walking through the shul is thinking about divorcing his wife. And he sees as even a simon in Hashemayim. He hears the kol ha-sofer reading, saying, Ish ploini megayish is ploini's mimokim ploini. The mimokim ploini is interesting because we don't have that in the Gittin today. In times of the Gemara, they would write into the get where the Ploini and the Ploinista were from. We don't write that. We write only the Shem Ploini. What we do, in order to make sure that there's no mistaken identity, I mean, there could be many Rochel Bas Avroms, is we write the name. We also write any Kinui, any nickname. We're very, very makru with Shem is begitten to write any name that's used both for her father, for him, and for his father. And the whole Seamus Begitten is a whole geschäft about what has to be written, what doesn't have to be written. Not so much of it is in the Mishnah, so we're not going to get to so much. But over here, we have the Mamachim Ploini that we don't have. What we do have in Ishtar is that we write where the get is being written to identify where it is. We're also very, very careful with the Seamus and the Mokim. And we're also very careful that in order, because you could have different cities, there's a city in Europe, Lamashal Yanov. There's a Yanov in Litta, there's a Yanov in Greece, there's a Yanov in Galicia, there's a Yanov in Poland, there's a Yanov in Russia. So how do we identify? We always identify a name of a town by a body of water on which it's situated. This is a meaning that goes back many, many hundreds of years. Ish Ploini Megayish is Ploini Smimokum Ploini, that's the way they wrote it yet. V'omar Zeshmi V'Zeshem Ishti. He says, oh, that's me, that's my wife. Apostle Megayish, but it wasn't written for you, it wasn't written for your wife. Yes, and we can. The Mishnah says even more of a chiddush. Kosa l'gayish by his ishtoi. Let's say Hitaka wrote it to be Megayish's wife. So the get was written l'shmo, Rochel ben Avram Weiss, and it was written by her husband, Yankel ben Elchanan Weiss. V'nimlach, he changed his mind. Do a shot, a get is written. Spent a few dollars. I heard you're shopping around for get. You want to divorce your wife. We're also in the same town, so the mokim is also the same thing. Apostle Agavish boy. The get was written l'shmo, but it wasn't written l'shmo for this woman. Yes, and we can. Even a bigger chiddush. Let's say he himself, the get was written l'shmo. And he wrote it l'shem his wife, but it wasn't for her. He has two wives named Rachel Bas Avram. And both of them are married to him. He decided, he wrote it for one, decided to divorce the other one. Lo yigayish by Saktani, can you use it for the other woman? Yes, and we can, even a bigger Kiddush. Omer lalav l'ksoiv. Le'ezer k'she'erza agarish. And I'll use it for whichever one. Here he is writing l'shmo. And he's telling the sofer, it'll be for whichever one I decide that I want to divorce. Apostle l'gayish by. It wasn't decided. Now this opens up one of the biggest Shah sugyas, and it's over here in Gittin, Dav Chav Dal, Dav Chav Hey. This is the sugya of Yesh Berir and Ein Berir. Yesh Berir is anything which a person could do now, he's doing a ma'isa that should be chal, but oifin that should be decided later on. Can you say yesh brera and it becomes huver adovel amafreya that the thing was done properly? The classic case of that is a person's right before Shabbos, and he wasn't mafish trumas, a ma'isa from a barrel of wine. He wants to be able to use the barrel of wine. He can't do a ma'isa of afroshes trumas and ma'isa on Shabbos. What he wants to do is, he wants to say, I'm being mafrish trumas and maisris, it's all tevil, I'm being mafrish trumas and maisris, whichever wine will be left in the bottom of the barrel, that will be the wine that was all fresh. So can he do now the maisa and have it be chal, but if it will be in this barrel later on, what was all fresh, and it will be chal, that's a machlokes tanoim. Yesh brera and ein brera. The maisa, the Gemara goes back and forth on this sugya. Sugya and Erevin in the third perek, Sugya in other places, like Abi Trumas, where we just said, Erevin is Neger, where he decides to be kind of Shvisa in an undisclosed, either that side of town or that side of the town, Ayin Shom, the third perek. And Lamaisa Maskana Sagamara is, it's brought over here in the Mefarshim, Taisus and Taisus Yomtiv, it's in the other Rishen, Kiveg has Narichus over here, that everybody holds that ain't barely got to get. The Torah says, because of law, there's a specific din that has to be written in Lishma, and that's why it could be called yes and mikain. It's part of the din Lishma. There's an added chiddush, yes, but it is part of the din of Shalal Lishma. It's not part of the din of ain't barely. So that's why the Mishnah puts it over here as part of the hierarchy of chiddush and yes and mikain. A bigger chiddush, yeah, but it's part of that din, and it's possible because of Shalal Lishma.